Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Horiyos, and we're up to Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalit. So, Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalit. So, says the Mishnah, again, talking about Parahalim Davar Shel Tzibur, and Horu Bezin. If Bezin gives a psak to tell you that you're allowed to do something that's absolutely aser, V'yata Echen Mehen Shetau, and one of the Dayanim knows that it's a mistake, V'amar Lehen, and he speaks up, he says, Tohen Atem, you guys are mistaken, O Shalohayim Mufla Shel Bezin Sham, or maybe the most important Dayan, the most Chash of a Dayan, wasn't there when they paskined erroneously. Or one of the Dayanim was a ger or a mamzer or a nasin, someone who's not ready to be on the Beis Din. Zakin shalara labanim, or he's an older person who never had any kids. Sahare lepaturin. In all those cases, even if the majority of the community follows the mistaken psak, they're pater from a parhalim davar, because a parhalim davar is only when everybody follows a psak that was issued by a Beis Din, by the entirety of the Beis Din, and by a Beis Din that deserves to be a Beis Din. If the Dayanim on the Beis Din shouldn't be judging cases of Dine Nefashos, like a Mamzer or a Nasin or a Ger or a person who's Ein Lo Banim, then that Pesach does not qualify for a Par Halim Davar Shel Tzibur. So now the Mishnah says, how do I know this? Shenemar Kan Eda, the Pasuk over here by Par Halim Davar says the word Eda, Venemar Lahalon Eda. And the Pasuk, when it comes to Dine Nefashos, says Eda. So we darshan as follows. Ma Eda Hamur Lahalon Achu Kulum Ruim La Ra, just like when it comes to Dine Nefashos, you need everybody to be qualified. Af Eda Hamur Kan Achu Kulum Ruim La Ra. So to the Eda that's necessary in order to generate a Paralim Davar, it needs to be that everybody is qualified. The Horu Bezin Shogin, if Bezin made a mistake and they paskined incorrectly, they didn't realize that the way what they paskined was wrong. Vasu Kalakal Shogin, and everyone did the Avera Bishogeg, meaning they thought it was Mutter because Bezin said so, Mevin Par. That's the classic case where you bring a Par. That's exactly the case of Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur. Mezidin, but if Bezin knew that they were making that their Pesach was incorrect and they issued it anyway, Vasu Shogin, and people innocently followed what they said, Mevin Kispa V'Si'ira. Then everyone who did an Avera brings a Kispa or a Si'ira, meaning you bring your own personal Karban Chatas. There is no Parhelm Davar, meaning even though the people were just innocently following the Pesach of the Beis Din, since the Beis Din was mazed, the people bring their own personal karban. Shogigin, if Beis Din was shogig v'asum azidin, but the people following the Pesach knew that Beis Din had made a mistake, and they bemazed when and they violated, and they said, yeah, I'll get coverage from the Beis Din, because they're the ones that made the mistake. Hare elupturin, then the people are pater from any karban, because even though they did, the Beis Din made a mistake b'shogig, you can't bring a karban, because you can't bring karban for something that you do bemazed. So the people are violating the Avera bemazed, they're not able to bring a karban. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Hay. So we said that when the majority of the Jewish people violates, follows an erroneous Pesach of Beis Din, so they bring a parhelim davar. But there are shvatim, so sometimes you'll have a case where the people who do the Avera are the majority of the Jewish people and also a majority of the 12 Shvatim. Sometimes they're the majority of the Shvatim, meaning there are 7 Shvatim that do the Avera, but it does not make up for the majority of the entire Jewish people. And sometimes it's a majority of the Jewish people, but the sinners are not from a majority of the Shvatim. Let's say you have 3 or 4 very large Shvatim, and those Shvatim are the ones that violated the Avera. So is there going to be a Parhelm Davar, and who brings it? Is it the Beis Din that brings it? Is it the members of that Shevet that violated these Averos? So says the Mishnah, Horu Beis Din, if Beis Din made a mistake in Pesach, Va'asu kol ha'kalo ruban al piyam, and either the majority or the entirety of the Kahal did the Avera based on Pesach of the Beis Din, Mevi'in Par. So Beis Din brings the Par Halim Davar, there's no doubt about that. Uba Avodah Zarah, Mevi'in Par V'Sa'ir. And if it related to Avodah Zarah, then they bring a carbon, a Par as a carbon Ola, and a Sa'ir as a carbon Chatas, and that's for each person that the Beis Din brings that, and the community doesn't have to bring anything different and Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, the 12 Shvatim bring 12 parim, meaning each shevet brings a par as a par helm davar, uba avodazar mevin shnei masar parim shnei masar seirim. And if it was about avodazar, then each shevet brings both a par and a seir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, third opinion, shlosha asar parim, that when it comes to other areas of halacha, there are 13 par helm davars, 12 from one from each shevet, and then one general one. Uba avodazar, shlosha asar parim shlosha asar seirim. And if it's avodazar, then you have 13 parim and 13 seirim, par v'sar l'kol shevet, and par v'sar l'beizin, a par and a sar for each shevet, and a par and a sar that's brought by the beizin. Horu beizin v'asu shiva shvatim horu ban al pihem. If beizin makes a mistake in psak, and seven of the shvatim, or the majority of the seven of the shvatim, follow that mistake in psak, mevin par, then the beizin brings a par halam davar, u'bavol dazar, mevin par v'sair. And if it were avol dazar, they bring a par and a sar. Divar Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shiva shvatim shechatu mevin shiva parim. No, only the seven that did the avera bring the seven parim, u'shar shvatim shlochatu mevin al yedehen par. And the other ones that did not do the Avera, each brings a par helam davar for the Shvatim who did do the Avera, sha'af she'el shalochatu mivin alidei chotim. Even the ones that didn't do the Avera bring a karban for the sake of those who did the Avera. So you actually still bring 12. The seven that did the Avera bring for themselves, and the others have to bring even though they didn't do the Avera. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shmona parim. He says, no, if seven Shvatim did the Avera, then there are eight parim that are brought as par helam davar, each of the shvatim that actually did the avera, and then the beis din uba avodazara shmona parim shmona seirim. And if it's avodazara where it's a par v'sair, so then it's eight parim and eight seirim, par v'sair l'kol shevet shevet, par v'sair l'beis din, a par v'sair for each shevet, and a par v'sair for beis din. Now, up until now, we've been assuming that the par helam davar shel tzibur is when the Sanhedrin HaGadol makes a mistake in Pesach. But there are other major Sanhedrins, b'kol ir v'ir in Klal Yisrael, and kol shevet v'shevet, they had a Sanhedrin. So, horu beizin shel echad min ha-shvatim. What if the mistake in Pesach was given by the beizin of one of the shvatim? V'asa oso ha-shevet al pihem, and therefore their own shevet followed their Pesach. So, oso ha-shevet v'chayiv, then only that shevet it brings a parhelam davar, u'shar kol shvatim p'turim, but all the other shvatim do not. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, v'cham omrim, ein chayavin ela al horoyas, based on hagadol b'vad. The Chum say, what are you talking about? If a particular shevet based and makes a psak, that's not big enough for parhelam davar shel tzibur. It needs to be the based on hagadol. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku, v'lo adas oso shevet. It has to be kol adas Yisrael, not just the eda of that particular shevet. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dal, we said that if one of the Dayanim realized that the Beis Din was making a mistake and spoke up, or there was no expert Dayan there, or there were people who were disqualified from being Dandin and Fashos that were sitting on that Beis Din, then it's not subject to a Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. And we said if Beis Din issued the Pesach B'Shogeg and the people followed it B'Shogeg, that's a case of bringing a Par. But if Beis Din issued the Pesach B'mezid and the people follow it b'shogeg, then they bring a kisva se'ira, personal carbon chatas. If Beis Din made the psak b'shogeg and the people did the avera b'mezid, then there's no carbon because they were doing the avera b'mezid. And then in Mishnah Hay we said that if most of the tzibur does the avera, they bring a par, and by avodazara it's a par v'sa'ir. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda holds the 12 shvatim bring 12 parim, and by avodazara it's 12 parim and 12 se'irim. And Rabbi Shimon says 13 parim, and by avodah zarah 13 parim and 13 seirim. If Beis Din made a mistake and seven shvatim or the majority of seven shvatim follow that mistake in psak, so they bring a parim, by avodah zarah it's a par v'sair. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says the seven that did the avera bring seven parim, and the other shvatim, even though they didn't do the avera, they also bring parim. And Rabbi Shimon says no, it's a total of eight. The seven that did the avera bring their seven, and then there's one general one that's brought. And then we said that if a Beis Din of a particular Shevet made the erroneous Psak, and that Shevet followed the erroneous Psak, so Rabbi Yehuda holds only that Shevet is Chayiv, and the Chum said, no, there's no Parham Davar Shel Tzibur in that case, because a Beis Din of a particular Shevet is not important enough or big enough to warrant a Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up the second parak of Maseches Horios.